This is Robert Rossland at the Crockett Church of Christ currently on this lecture program at Cortland. My study is on the subject of the use of good evidences in God's Word as to how to help someone who resists the teaching of God's teaching. They resist considering God's Word. They resist considering the right doing of things. First off, consider with me as we're born on this earth. We're here in a world of uncertainty. We're here in a world that's filled with poisons and healthy things. And our parents teach us from infancy that there are certain things to be kept away from us. They are poisonous. They are hurtful. They're not healthy things at all. They don't help us to grow and develop at all. Good milk is shared with us, not spoiled milk and poor milk and poisoned milk. We find that this is a way of life that we are instructed in, although we do not understand the words of it, but we understand the application of it. We enjoy healthy food and healthy milk and healthy ways of life. As we grow and we understand words and mannerisms are given to us by our mothers and fathers, our grandparents, our friends and neighbors, our brothers and sisters that are older, we find a way in which we choose to adopt that. And we tell others that, no, there are certain plants that are poisonous. There are certain problems and troubles that we should not engage in. Because those things are taught to us because they are ways of life that we want to avoid and we want others to avoid. Because we don't want them to hurt. We don't want them to suffer. We want them to understand the things that are healthy and right. Our Lord Jesus talked about individuals who are taught God's Word. He tells us in Luke chapter 8 at verse 15, those of the good ground are those who have a good and honest heart. Good and honest? Yes, teaching honesty is one of the quickest ways and one of the most fundamental ways of teaching responsibility as well as the proper values of life. Being honest. Providing for things that are honest in the sight of God, Paul wrote about in 2 Corinthians 8 at verse 21, provide things that are honest in the sight of God and also honest in the sight of all men. Let's be people who seek those things that are right and good. And honesty is one of those things that's good. When we're people who tell the truth, when we're people who live the truth, then it is a case that even others who may shun us will nevertheless appropriately give us credit for doing that which is honest and right. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and at verse 12, he talks about those of the Gentile world who may be resisting you, but because of your honorable way of life, although they may resist the words that you teach, they will behold the deeds of your life. They'll behold the deeds that you do, and as a result of the deeds that you do, you will influence them, hopefully, in the day of visitation or the day of judgment. 1 Peter 2 at verse 12. So you see, living an honest life will help others around us to see an honorable way of living, and we will be people who influence them for the Lord's sake. They'll have to admit that the way that we live is the way that we've taught it and talked about. When you talk the talk and you walk the walk, you're going to give a good influence to others round about you. What's the place of honesty in regard to rearing children? Well, as soon as they can understand words and mannerisms and the value of money, we want to be people who give them a little allowance. In that small allowance, it's precious and special to them at that age and time. But if we mention to them that if we have to go into their room and straighten up around their bed and make up their bed and correct the things that are there on the floor, that we're going to have to take some of their money from their allowance to pay us back for the work that we're doing. And so it is that instead of $5, there'll be a $4 allowance that is offered. The idea of our taking out the trash in order to keep ourselves healthy in this household rather than be people who have the trash bound up on us and become diseased people, If we work together to take the trash out, when we ask of them, would you please help me and take the trash out today? And we instruct them that in your allowance, if we have to take the trash out for you, then there will be a dollar that's deducted from your allowance. So if they have a poor bedroom and a poor attitude about the trash being taken out, perhaps that $5 becomes $3. What does that do to a person's understanding of responsibility? Well, it'll do a lot, because I remember at those ages and times, $5 was worth something to me. An allowance was worth something to me. And to have something to be extracted from it or subtracted from it causes us to think, do I want that to happen? Or do I want the expenditures of that allowance to be allowed in full for me? Yes, when we're honest people, we can help them with an allowance. Secondly, when we teach honesty to children, we can be people who help their lives in regard to their relationships. Being honest with themselves, they'll recognize when there are real friends around them and when there are foes around them. If they have friends that'll go with them and help them and take up a part of the load on the other end of that particular weight, it's a wonderful thing to have a friend. Friends are born for even a time of adversity, the Proverbs writer tells us. But if we have those foes, those people who are against us, adding to the weight, adding to the unhealthy ways of life, adding to the troubles that we might have in life, sad it is to say, we want to shun them. We want to teach them better when we're stronger. But we want to shun them for a time because those are foes to our living a good and honorable life. How can we be people who help that honest ways of life and responsible way of life and healthy way of life and a friendship, good, serving way of life to go on with our children? If we show them a proper example, if we teach them the right things of the Lord, when we give them an allowance, when we teach them about the betterment of friends versus foes, we're going to help them enormously with their sense of responsibility. From the time that they are in junior high, the time that they're in high school, we're told by those who study this matter that it's almost too late to begin to teach them the values of truthfulness and honesty and dependability, that their personality is already set. Sometimes their personalities are set to honor those things that are not good and not helpful. In other words, they're seeking to get over the poisons of life rather than the healthy attitudes and mannerisms of life. But if, in fact, we recognize that that can come about, and we recognize that like a garden, if we hoe out the weeds, the good plants will grow and they'll mature and they'll bring fruit without being interrupted by the destruction of the weeds, sucking the life of the rainfall out of them and so forth, and bringing disease to them, why, then we will find a way that a garden will grow without weeds being infested in it. Surely weeds in a child's life, would we want those things to be brought to an end as well? As a result of that, the honorableness of honesty and dependability, when the Bible is preached and when the Bible is taught and when the evidences are shown in the Bible to be from God more so than from man, then we're going to have people who say, I want to follow that God who is merciful and honest and dependable in my heart, in my life. I hope that now you'll begin to listen to the study of Alan. Later on in this, Alan Drury dealt with the subject of, is the Bible really from God? And that will help your life as well. God bless you in your studies with us in this lecture program.